Today's press conference is primarily to present the proposed budget for fiscal year 2010. It is my honor to introduce to you the mayor of our county of Maui, Mayor Charmaine Tavares.
Thank you, Mahina, and thank you all for being here. I would, before I start, like to introduce our hardworking staff that put this budget together, and any of you who are cruising around on the weekends or the evenings know that those lights were on all the time. We probably used our quota of electricity just working on the budget. But I'd like to introduce our managing director, Sherry Morrison. Our budget director, Fred Pablo. Our deputy budget director, Helene Powell. A very big part of this budget preparation and the team that puts it together is our finance director, Calbert Young. So don't ask me any hard questions, just ask them. But, you know, I also want to thank the planning department for letting us use this place. And if you've been up on the ninth floor, you know what challenges we've had to go through in the last 8 months or so trying to work while construction is going on. But it's coming out nicely, and we're looking forward. It'll all be worth the pain once we see the product at the end. So good morning again, Chair Mateo and members of the County Council. Good morning. Directors and deputy directors and staff and other folks that are interested and some of people from the public who are anxiously awaiting the news about this particular budget, having heard the news of the state situation and also City and County of Honolulu, and actually all of the counties. We're all facing some very difficult times. But I'm very proud to present this budget because I think it represents a collaborative effort amongst the government, the nonprofits, and the community at large. They helped to craft this budget, and it speaks to the quality of the people in our community. And I'm not just saying that. It really is true, or we couldn't have put this budget together. So this is the official presentation of the fiscal year 2010 annual budget for the County of Maui for your review, members, and consideration. And I know you're going to be facing now your long period of many meetings, days and nights and weekends as you go through this budget. The overall mission of the County of Maui is to act in partnership with others to ensure that Maui County's long-term social well-being, environmental sustainability, and economic vitality are preserved. With countywide mission and goals as the foundation, departmental goals and program objectives form the management plan that guides the work of each department. The resources available to accomplish the objectives for each program have been identified and are presented with each program. The proposed budget for fiscal year 2010 includes a total revenue of $736 million. Compared to the revenue last year, or this current fiscal year, of $648. So that is an increase. These revenue figures include transfers from interfund transfers and revenue from outside the county. The total county revenue for fiscal year 2010 is $572 million, which is a 2% increase over the budget adopted for this fiscal year 2009, which was just over $560 million. It is worth noting that the fiscal year 2009 budget increased only 2% over fiscal year 2008. There are very small year-to-year increases while the county operations continue to face growing demands and costs. It is important to point out here that we were able to craft this in light of these conditions, and we have a very tight and focused budget that meets our overall mission with no proposed increase in real property tax, no layoffs, no furloughs, and no jobs have been cut. We have all been asked to do more with less due to the economic conditions that impact us here in Maui County, as well as the rest of the world. And it is due to the collaboration and teamwork among departments and with the community that we are able now to deliver this proposal. And I really appreciate everyone's hard work and responsiveness and cooperation in trying to make this our budget. It's not just the administration's budget. It's all of us. It's our budget. The budget includes a statement of revenues which must balance expenditures. Expenditures are for the operating budget, which funds the day-to-day operations and services of the county, and the capital improvements budget, which funds the various capital improvements or big construction projects on an 18-month budget cycle throughout the county of Maui. In fiscal year 2010, the total county funds in the operating budget are proposed to increase from $461 million to $473 million, or about 2.6%. The proposed capital improvements budget totals $159 million, and that includes federal, state, and other revenue resources. This compares to $127.5 million in the current year, a 25% increase. We believe that it is critical to continue to catch up on much-needed infrastructure and stimulate our local economy at the same time. As I mentioned, the total appropriation of county funds for the proposed fiscal year 2010 operating budget is $473 million. Increases in salaries approved by collective bargaining or approved through collective bargaining agreements and increases in costs for fringe benefits were among the main contributors to increased costs. Despite increased costs and demands for service, many departments are proposing budgets that are less than their current fiscal year budget. Perhaps, per the county charter, 1% of real property tax revenue is added to the Open Space, Natural Resources, Cultural Resources, and Scenic Views Preservation Fund. For fiscal year 2010, this totals $2.35 million. Another charter requirement is for 2% of the real property tax revenue to be paid into the Affordable Housing Fund. For fiscal year 2010, that amount is $4.7 million. In order to help meet our countywide goal of protecting health and safety of residents and visitors, the budget proposal also includes funding of $400,000 for two mini pumper trucks needed by the Maui County firefighters in Kula and Napili, and $25,000 for an emergency generator at the Kihei Fire Station. While keeping close watch on operating expenses, we continue our commitment to support many of the nonprofits that provide essential services to our community. It is important to note that we are proposing over $2 million in county grants to nonprofits for housing-related projects, almost $9 million in human concerns grants, $6.5 million in transportation grants, and $9.8 million in grants for economic development, environmental protection, watershed protection, and conservation. Knowing that we would be facing reduced revenue, our directors met with nonprofits to find ways to economize or collaborate in ways that do not seriously compromise their ability to provide services to their clients. Many grantees took this to heart. They took a long, hard look at the challenges confronting their own agencies and those that the county is faced with, and came back with requests that continue to be substantial but are less than their current grant allocations from the county. I want to also mention an important effort undertaken by our Department of Housing and Human Concerns to assist the local nonprofit service providers in finding new sources of funds beyond the county's resources. So far, over $400,000 in new grants have flowed directly to some of the nonprofit agencies due to the connections and technical assistance offered by the Department of Housing and Human Concerns. Director Laurie Suhako and her staff tell me they will continue to seek additional resources to help our local agencies meet the increased demand they face. This time I'd like to have Laurie Suhako, the director, and Joanne Ridal, the deputy director of Housing and Human Concerns, and any of their staff that might be here, to please stand and be recognized. You know, it is an easy part to just go and tell people, hey, you know what, we don't have money, so we're cutting you 10-15% or whatever it is. But they met with them and explained the situation and then went out and tried to help them find other foundations and other sources of revenue to keep those nonprofits ahead. And so they really went beyond what their so-called duties and responsibilities are as directors and deputy director of the department. So we're very much pleased that this has happened and that will continue to occur. And I think this, you know, typifies the kind of commitment that we have to working together with our community. We have Saul Kohalahala. Kohalahala. Hey, you made it. Please come and join us. Yeah. I know he was tied up earlier, and Councilmember Nishiki is very, very sick, so he's not able. I told him not to share with us, so it's okay that he's not here. I'm speaking of council. In a collaborative effort with Councilmember Mike Molina, right here, the originator of the bill to provide assistance to first-time home buyers, we are now able to move this important service forward. We have both been concerned about making sure that these funds get into the community where they can do some good. We have learned that underwriting and loan servicing is best done by community agencies that have the needed staff and expertise. Therefore, the fiscal year 2010 budget includes $1.6 million to be granted to a community agency to provide financial assistance to first-time home buyers rather than retaining those funds for the county to provide the service directly. So I want to thank you, Mr. Molina, for the efforts that you've made in this area. A total of 15 positions for additional staff are proposed with this budget. Given the current economic environment, proposals for additional positions are much fewer than in previous years. In addition, due to severe reduction in state funding, the county funds are now required for six long-time employees working in the Department of the Prosecuting Attorney in positions that were once funded by the state's Career Criminal and Victim Witness programs. So six of those 15 are directly from that program that has been cut or reduced by the state and the county, because we believe these services are very important to our community, have included it in our expansion for this upcoming year. In the capital improvement program, we remain committed to help our local economy through funding for those capital improvements. A total of $159 million is proposed for our CIP, or capital improvement program, to improve and expand county infrastructure, facilities, and land inventory. The proposal incorporates $99 million in county funds and $60 million in grant revenues from outside sources. County funds include cash, special assessments, lapse bond proceeds, the State Revolving Fund, or SRF, loans, and a proposed $43 million bond issue. The major projects of the fiscal year CIP program include, for new facilities, $20 million for phase one of the construction of the new station in Kihei, $1.6 million for the plans and design of a new Wailuku municipal parking structure, $625,000 for new county bus shelters, $1.1 million for plans and design of a county emergency management center, $6.7 million in improvements for county parks facilities. Some of the infrastructure improvements: over $25 million in improvements to roads, streets, and bridges, including $6 million for phase two of reconstruction and beautification of Market Street. This is from Mill Street into Happy Valley, the project that we couldn't complete because the bids came in so high before. So you can applaud that. That's good. Also, $14.8 million in improvements to the county's water distribution system, water treatment plants, and other water facilities. $2.85 million for additional water source development in West and Central Maui. $2 million for the expansion of the gas collection system at the Central Maui landfill. And over $30 million in improvements to the county's wastewater system. So these are the highlights of the budget in the CIP area, and there are much more details in the budget themselves. In the area of revenues, the proposed budget for fiscal year 2010 requires county revenues totaling $572 million, which is a 2% increase over this current fiscal year. Net property tax revenues of $235.7 million are anticipated, representing 40% of all county revenues. However, property values have leveled off and even declined in most categories, and we'll continue to see this trend. However, we have seen increased valuations in hotel and timeshare categories, leading to an overall increase of real property tax revenue of $15.4 million, or 7%. Again, no proposed increases to property tax rates are proposed in this budget. And we are probably unlike any other place in the state. Everyone else, all the other counties, have had a reduction in their revenues from real property taxes. The estimate for Maui County's share of the transient accommodation tax, or TAT, for fiscal year 2010 is $18 million, representing a significant decrease from the $22 million budgeted for this current fiscal year. TAT is paid by tourists as a hotel room tax. Its original intent was to help each county pay for the impacts to parks, roads, and services due to the influx of visitors. While visitor spending continues to be an important component of the county's economy, we are anticipating reduced revenues due to the global economic downturn, and we've all been hearing about the occupancy rates going down and partial layoffs or cutbacks and things like that by our hotel industry. Even with reduced revenues coming in from the TAT, these funds are essential to our ability to continue to provide critical services. We have very few options for replacing these funds should the state try to balance its own budget with taxes that rightfully belong to the county. When TAT was originally proposed, the counties were promised a fair share of the revenue generated on our own shores. We expect the state to keep that promise. And that's still up in the air, and that's why it's going to be very, very challenging for the council as you do your budget deliberations to keep watch on what is happening to those bills going through the state legislature that are suggesting or proposing to take either all or part of our TAT. It's going to be very, very devastating to us if they do. Until fiscal year 2009, the county had been benefiting from low-interest loans allocated from the federal government to the state, to the state revolving loan funds, and these are used for both water and wastewater CIP projects. For fiscal year 2009, the state notified the county that no state revolving loan funds would be available for the county wastewater projects. In fiscal year 2010, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or the federal stimulus program, includes expected increases in federal funding to support the state revolving loan fund. So as a result, we are once again including SRF loans for both water and wastewater projects in this proposed budget for a total of $14.75 million, as compared to $2.6 million in SRF loans in the current budget. These funds are included as county funds in the proposed budget because they are loans that must be repaid. We will also be applying for federal grants in these same categories, which we would not have to be paid back. It would just be a grant outright. The highway fund, made up of fuel tax and vehicle weight tax revenue, is intended to support continuing expenditures for highways and transit. Because our fuel tax and vehicle weight tax revenue remains flat, we must again supplement our highway fund with general revenue fund. And in this proposal, we propose to transfer $7.8 million from the general fund to the highway fund. In addition, we must also supplement funding for the operations of the Waiahu Municipal Golf Course with over $1 million from the general fund to the golf course fund. In order to meet rising costs and the need to upgrade and expand our infrastructure, rate increases are proposed for wastewater, water supply, and solid waste operations. Sufficient funds are required to properly operate and maintain these systems in order to protect the public health, the environment, and our substantial investment in infrastructure. Wastewater rates are proposed to increase up to $5.47 a month for a single-family residence. Likewise, water rates are proposed to increase by $1.75 a month for the average residential family, with larger increases proposed for customers who use larger volumes of water. Agriculture is so important to our community that these higher rates for large volumes of water will not be imposed for agricultural use. In our solid waste program, residential refuse collection fees are proposed to increase by $2 a month, which is 50 cents a week, which doesn't seem to be much for that program. The small increase in refuse collection fees for residential customers is an important step toward helping the Solid Waste Division of the Department of Environmental Management become self-supporting like the Wastewater Division and the Department of Water Supply. Even with this small increase, the costs of collecting and managing solid waste are so high that the revenue generated by residential collection fees and landfill tipping fees that we have to actually supplement from the general fund $16 million to the Solid Waste Fund. The fiscal year 2010 budget includes also $163 million in proposed revenue from grants from federal, state, and other sources. This is an increase of $76 million, or 86%, from the previous year. As the economy slows, the need to look beyond local resources or sources is magnified. We continue to actively seek outside funds for projects and programs throughout the county. At this time, we have our first opportunity to begin to identify potential revenue from the federal stimulus funding from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. We are now proposing amendments to fiscal year's 2009 budget with new funds from the Recovery Act and have included $35 million for additional Recovery Act proposals in this coming fiscal year. These efforts reflect our first steps towards obtaining Recovery Act funding that we may be eligible to receive. Several months ago, we compiled a list of projects for the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and that was to show the level of need in our community, and this was done across the nation. This came at a time that we had hopes that the Recovery Act funding would come directly to the county in the form of block grants that would allow us to select high-priority projects and spend funds quickly and productively. Unfortunately, this is not the way the stimulus package works. Instead, there is a complex stream of authorization for funding through numerous federal and state agencies, each with their own regulations, deadlines, eligibility criteria, and funding allocations. So this is not coming as a total package that we get to open the present and spread it around. It's coming in bits and pieces. It's like teasing. Information from the various agencies is continuing to evolve on a daily basis and sometimes many times throughout one single day. So we all have to stay flexible and be able to kind of switch gears midway. Despite the challenges this presents, we are very grateful for whatever support we can get. Just like as the SRF loans is going to get an infusion of money, that helps us get that $14 million into our budget from them rather than coming from ours. We are all doing what we can to bring more funding to Maui County to help our community face the significant economic challenges before us. As more information becomes available, we will continue to work with federal and state agencies to bring additional resources to Maui County to invest in our community services, our infrastructure, and our economic well-being. On behalf of all county departments and agencies, I welcome your review of this budget and look forward to working with you through your deliberation period. My staff and I will be here for you anytime that you need information, and I really am looking forward to it because I think we're all on the same page when it comes to making things work for our community. And I can tell you that we have a budget that is practical, flexible, and balanced. A budget that will accomplish our mission and goals in these challenging financial times. And it is only through our working together that we can continue to ensure the stability of our community here in Maui County. Thank you very much.